All over the world, as many as 1,000 people try to commit suicide every day. From the survey made in the UK, it was estimated that the large number of suicide attempts occurred in cases of people over 55. But much less than half the cases of people who attempt suicide really want to die. What is important to know is that many suicide attempts are a means of communication, virtually a cry for help and sympathy. The motives for suicides include bad health, material problems, and a disorganized life. Compared with the so-called working classes in the developed countries, the upper classes are more prone to kill themselves. Doctors, in particular, are 2.5 times more likely to commit suicide than other men, and 1.5 times more likely than their social equals. Two countries whose suicide rates appear to be going down are Japan and Britain. In Japan, the reduction in suicide rates is due to the changing idea of dishonor and disgrace. In Britain, the reduction is attributed to an organization called the Samaritans. Anyone who is considering suicide can contact a member of the Samaritans, who are specially trained to deal with such cases. It's entirely untrue to say that Sweden is the country with the highest rate of suicides. People have said so in the past, because the Swedes preserve very accurate figures of suicides, unlike most other countries, where the figures are very misleading. For example, in Britain, only half the cases of suicides are reported as such.